Praise the Lord. Message tonight, come and worship royal priesthood. Come and worship royal priesthood. And here we are, worshiping the Lord tonight. 1 Peter 2, verses 4 to 5. Coming to Christ as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, that's why you jump around, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. A holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. A royal priesthood, that we may proclaim the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. I want to remind and encourage us tonight that the foremost reason we gather is Jesus himself, to honor him, to worship him, to exalt him. Yes, we gather for ourselves, for our benefit as well. There's personal benefit and friendship and fellowship, family anointing, mutual strengthening. But our foremost reason, our foremost purpose for gathering is for Jesus himself. We're gathering unto him. Psalm 50 and verse 5, God says, gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Gather my saints together, the assembly in the house of God. Psalm 65, 1, praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion. And to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. Our gathering together is unto the Lord. Genesis 49:10 says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. That's a prophetic word, a title of Jesus, the peace bringer, the one whose right it is to rule and reign. Until Christ come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Come and worship, royal priesthood. We're gathering together unto him. Psalm 122, 1. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel. That's the word of God. They go up to the preaching of the word. The people of God go up to the preaching of the word and to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Our gathering together is unto the Lord. First and foremost and above everything else, we gather unto Jesus. Now let's go to Exodus 19 and read some interesting words. Exodus 19, 3 to 6. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. Lord says, Moses, take these words out to them and offer this to them. A kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a special treasure of the Lord, a holy priesthood. God's desire was that all Israel would be intimately involved in his presence. A kingdom of priests, kings and priests unto God, kings rule and priests minister. But it was soon manifest that they were not willing to come too close to God. The people he redeemed out of Egypt, saved by the blood of the Lamb, they were not too willing to come too intimately into the presence of the Lord, and they pulled back from God's invitation and God's desire, and they said, Moses, you speak with us, you speak with God, but as for us, we want to keep a little distance between God and ourselves. Exodus 20, verse 19. Then they said to Moses, you speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. Lest we die? He redeemed them. He said, you're my special treasure. You're my family. You're my people. I want you close to me. But they weren't willing to come. They said, keep God at arm's length from us. We want his salvation. We'll read his Bible. We'll obey his commands. We'll serve him. We welcome his blessing. But we don't want to get too close to God. We don't want him too close to us, because it'll mean we have to move into another level of accountability, holiness, and obedience to the Lord. Keep God at distance from us. That didn't change the heart of God. You know, Moses said to the people, okay, and God said to the people, okay, if that's all you want. But it didn't change his desire that he would have a people who would be a holy priesthood, and they would draw near unto him and be intimately involved with his presence and love to be in his presence and be with him and commune with him. Now, for some, this is a growth. Children and youth, new Christians, you have to learn how to deepen your relationship with God. You have to learn how to develop intimacy with God. It doesn't happen on day one. And so God, the Bible says, takes us by the hand and teaches us how to walk and how to walk with him and how to go and how to develop. With some, it's a matter of growth. The children and the young growing up in the house, you can see them deepening over the years. You see their relationship with God develop. You see that communion and intimacy begin to come forth. And for others, it's a matter of surrender. Will we give ourselves fully to the Lord in his presence, spirit, soul, and body? Here I am, Lord, I'm all yours. I'm pouring it all out. I want intimacy with you. I want a deep relationship with you. I want a deep friendship and communion with you. It's hard to believe that the people were unwilling to come too close to God, but it still happens today. Lord, we love your salvation. We love the gift of eternal life. We love your word. We like to talk about you. We like to be in your presence on occasion. But we want to keep you at arm's length. We don't want to get too close. How's your intimacy with God? Maybe some things need to change tonight as the Holy Spirit's dealing with your heart. When's the last time you basked in His presence and just opened up your heart and poured out your spirit as a friend and you felt God speak to you face to face to the inner recesses of your heart and you're pouring out your love and God speaking to you? That intimate relationship, that's what He's after. He said, I want a kingdom of ministering priests that serve me and love me and delight in my presence. Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness or confidence to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He consecrated for us through the veil that is His flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. The writer is exhorting the people, let us draw near. Let's draw near to God. Don't stay back from His presence. Don't stay back from relationship, from worship and communion. He said, let's draw near. Let's get as close to God as we can. Find the intimacy of His presence. Jesus said in Matthew 22:37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The entire Bible reduced down to two statements, love God and love man. But Jesus said the first and great commandment is love the Lord your God. Ministry unto the Lord is our first and highest priority, that we live in His presence and we love the Lord. Pour out our lives to Him, pour out our worship, pour out our prayer, pour out our adoration. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, spirit, soul, and body, alive in His presence. What a beautiful gift of God. He said, there's another commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. But He said it's second. He said it's like the first one. It's got the agape of God in it. It's got divine love in it, but it's second, and it always must stay second. First things first, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You know, we get out of balance when we make the church service first about us. Well, I'll go to church today. What are my needs and how am I feeling and how's my schedule and how's my time? We're out of balance when we consider ourselves first. There's time for us, but it's later. Or we may come for others. Well, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, but that's, Jesus said that second. The first is love the Lord your God. And so we come second, we come for friendship, we come for fellowship, we come for ministry gifting and opportunity. But first things first, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The church service every Sunday morning and night is first about Jesus Himself. It's first for Jesus. We're gathering together unto Him to bless Him, to adore Him. You know, once you get this priority in place in your life, you will never again have a problem with punctuality, presentation, and power. It's over. You've got it. The priority, Jesus, the church service is for Him. You see, God has set times for His people. He has set times to meet with His people. When you think about it, God created time, the days, the hours, the minutes. He knows how life needs to evolve and revolve. He set time. He knows we have duty. He knows we have jobs, responsibility, sleep, family time. He's got everything in place. But he said, there are set times when I want my people gathering together unto me. And when it's time for him, it's time for him and nobody else. Come and worship, royal priesthood. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Tuesday night, youth gatherings, children's services. There's no discussion. That's the time for the Lord. And so we're there as the people of God because we understand we're his priesthood and we want to give our lives to him and worship him and adore him. A royal priesthood, kings and priests unto God. Hallelujah. Exodus 28:1 says, now take Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me, that he may minister to me as priests. Aaron and Aaron's sons. God says, that's the first priority. I want Aaron. I want his sons. I want them to minister unto me. Then they can go minister to the people. But first, I want them to bless my heart. Deuteronomy 10:8, at that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless in his name. To this day, to minister to him, to stand before him, to minister to him and to bless in his name. Yeah, the Levites, then you can go and attend to the people. But God says, I'm looking for a holy priesthood. I'm looking for people who want to be intimately involved in my presence and pour out their affections and their heart and their love upon me, their devotion upon me. Revelation 1:5-6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Kings rule and reign in life, and priests minister. They worship, they pray, they exalt and adore the Lord. Psalm 101:5, come and worship, royal priesthood. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. David was a man after God's heart. God loved David because of the heart that he had toward God. And through David, God taught us how to worship him. Through David, God taught us how to worship God. And the Psalms and the writings are filled with psalms and praises. And we see David himself as he came before the Lord. 2 Samuel 6:14-16. David, he was about 40 years age. At this time, then David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod, the garment of the priest. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Now, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. Verse 20. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. So David said to Michal, it was before the Lord. It wasn't before the people. It was before the Lord. I was worshiping. who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play before the Lord. It says I will play music, but music is italicized in our text, means it was added by the translators. Well, David played music. He was a minstrel, but that day he didn't have an instrument in his hand. He was simply worshiping the Lord. There were other musicians that day. David said, I will play before the Lord. The word means to celebrate, to make merry in pure enjoyment before the Lord. Like a child at play, I'm going to play in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to dance. I'm going to sing. I'm going to shout. I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to worship the Lord. As it says in Proverbs 8, we are there enjoying, laughing in his presence all the time. As children delighting before him, as priests worshiping before the Lord. So therefore, I will play before the Lord. And I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight, and be humble in my own sight. David taught us how to worship, and this is the priestly ministry as we honor the Lord. Psalm 95, verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. I think I'll be quiet and let David preach tonight, okay? Let David preach. He says, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. Today, if you will hear his voice. Let's have the worship team come, and let's close out with Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. That's in the house of the Lord, the corporate gathering. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him in his mighty atmosphere. I used to think that was talking about the heavens out there, the firmament, until one day I realized the firmament of his power is in the sanctuary of the Lord. As the people of God begin to worship, the power and the atmosphere and the might of God begins to manifest and settle upon our lives. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty atmosphere of a worshiping people. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's stand together tonight. Come and worship, royal priesthood. Take this message down. Write it upon the tables of your heart. We gather unto Jesus. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. We come for him. We come for worship. We come to be his royal priesthood. He says, let us draw near to me. I want a people close to me. I want a people intimately united in communion and fellowship and love. So tonight, let's surrender ourselves once again to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe some weeks and months have gone by and you're not as close to the Lord in your heart as you once were. You can change that tonight in a moment. Say, Jesus, I'm yours. You want a people drawing near. I don't want to be like the people at Mount Sinai. Lord, stay at arm's length. I just kind of want to run my own life. No, Lord, I want all of you. I want all of you, and I want you to have all of me. And I'll come close, even if it means greater accountability, greater separation in my walk. Increased calling, fine-tuned gifting. I want you. I want you.